Last spring, a so-called domestic goddess comedian and actress, Roseanne Barr, made an announcement in front of the White House under a banner that said, One Taxpaying Mother's Manifesto.
To start curing this world, I am officially announcing that I am running for President of the United States of America, as well as Prime Minister of Israel. This is a twofer on the brand new Green Tea Party ticket. As all political candidates must, I will often refer to my particular religious affiliation, which happens to be the Church of Common Sense.
That is Roseanne Barr, who made her name first in stand-up and then as head of the Connor family in her hit sitcom, and released her third book yesterday. It's called Roseannarchy, Dispatches from the Nut Farm. She joins us in the studio. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
You know, I got to ask, so often we find comedians who end up with these really strong political opinions. You've got Jon Stewart, who started as a stand-up comedian. Mm-hmm. You've got Sarah Silverman campaigning for Barack Obama. I mean, the list goes on and on and on, and you're not the least of them. You definitely have some strong political opinions.
Well, I think most comics start with a strong political opinion. That's why we're comics.
I mean, that's the question.
I don't think we end up like that. We come to it right from the beginning because we have strong political opinions, absolutely.
So in a certain sense, the comedy is your way of getting those opinions out.
Yeah, because really, I mean, at a certain point, everything becomes political. Comedy kind of like, ba-dum-bum adds to that.
Well, I mean, in that particular manifesto, in your announcement, you're obviously poking fun at some of the political campaigns. But having read your blog and your book, it's clear that some of the things going on in politics and going on in the world, and certainly in religion, bother you.
Oh, incredibly so. Yeah, they really bother me. Because they're dumb. And I don't like anything that's dumb. I don't think that anything
you must not like a lot.
I don't like a lot. And I really think that anything dumb that people are afraid to challenge is just like, that's adding insult to injury. Because it's our duty as thinking human beings to confront the dumb and call it dumb. I mean, like it is to say, hey, the emperor, he's naked, he's a jaybird up there in his... Things are flapping all over, you know. I mean, we have to say that. Otherwise, we're not even alive. We're in some kind of a fantasy world devoid of reality. So I'm all for getting really real.
Well, you know, I mean, you're like all good comics. You don't exempt yourself from calling things out as dumb in your book. But, you know, you do – there are so many unreal things that – are trying to get you to your truth. I mean, I'm talking about the conversation with the God, and that ends with the conversation with Satan, who comes to your table in the face of your ex-husband, Tom Arnold, and then morphs into a bunch of different celebrities.
Yeah, and ends up as me.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're...
That was completely true. How dare you say that isn't true? No, it's totally true.
Yeah.
It's kind of an analogy for, you know, all the stuff you take on at an early age when you are... You know, when you decide that when you grow up you're going to be an entertainer or a performer, just all those little compromises that you make along the way, one day they all seem to catch up to you.
But it still connects back to earlier in the book when you make an offhand comment that you kind of have to sell your soul in order to make it in Hollywood and in TV.
Well, I think you have to sell your soul to make it anywhere, but particularly in, you know, some place where your face is going to be splashed everywhere. You know, that's why everybody has their brand, and, you know, you have to sign a 50-page confidentiality thing to interview somebody. Everybody is protecting the real them from being seen, and they need to. But, you know, I kind of like thought, well, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to put everything right on the line and talk about, like, you know, my faults, too, as deep to... like be able to acknowledge and deeply assess your own faults and the mistakes you've made is like the greatest thing a human being can do, and nobody ever talks about it. So the book's kind of about, you know, taking responsibility and repenting.
I want to play you another clip from your manifesto. This is from May of 2010, reading outside the White House.
As Prime Minister of Israel, I will introduce a bill into the Knesset that will simply... pay the Arabs not to shoot at the Jews. For far less than the cost of Israel's 250 nuclear warheads, we can build schools and hospitals and give every Palestinian a great job.
Now that doesn't sound like comedy to me.
I say we can put the PAL back in Palestinian. Well, it's not comedy, it's satire. It's like there's, you know, there's like a high satire thing.
But there seems to be a grain of sincerity there.
Yeah, but I mean, that's what satire is. It's like, you know, it's a little bit higher in the, you know, comedy chain than a joke. And yeah, there is truth in it. I mean, we could be doing a lot better things. Every country on earth could be doing a lot better things with all that money than figuring out how to kill people.
Well, a lot of your book is about grappling with religion and your sort of split identity growing up as a Jewish girl in Utah and briefly being a member of the Mormon Church and growing up with half Jew, one foot in Mormonism, and how you grappled with it and what you arrived at. I'm wondering when the sort of grappling with religion and ideas of faith started.
It started really, really before I could even speak. I mean, my family of origin are, you know, Orthodox Jewish people. And we always talked about God in the family all the time. Every day you talk about God. It was always that, like that. And I found that in the larger community in Salt Lake City, Utah, they all did it too. But in addition to some wonderful things like the Golden Rule and these kind of things that, you know, are of value in every religion. But, you know, I was able to shake out the things that were kind of common that were negative too, like, you know, the whole patriarchal thing of women's place. And that's what I felt like. I felt like that doesn't have anything to do with God. And so, you know, it was a lifelong journey of shedding my own bigotry and fear and finding something larger in that, you know, to sit quietly and meditate and hear my own heartbeat and hear my own breath. As a comic, and all comics are like this, but you have to be able to find the truth to tell the joke. And, you're just attracted to truth like you're a little moth to it. Sometimes you get the wrong light, but eventually it seems to go the right way. And it's so simple and small. In addition to, like, I feel it's a great story of redemption, but it's very funny. And for me to, like, you know, to get funny again and really funny again, I'm very grateful for that because, you know, I had lost that for a while.
Roseanne's new book is called Roseannarchy, Dispatches from the Nut Farm. Thanks so much for being with us this morning.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.